Kiddushin Yerushalmi, corresponding to Kiddushin Bavli, Daf Samach Aleph, we begin in the Yerushalmi on Daf Lamed Dalet Amud Beis at the Mishnah. Says the Mishnah, Amanashi Yeshli Beis Kor Offer, Ha'izim Mekadeshes V'Yeshloi. If he said on condition I have a Beis Kor, which is a field, which is loud enough to plant a Kor, which is 30 size piece of land, then she is Mekadeshes if he has it, means if he has Edim that he has the land, but without Edim, she's only Mekadeshes out of doubt. If he says on condition, I have it in a certain place, if he has it in that place, she's Mekudeshes, if not, she's not Mekudeshes. Amanas she'erech beis kor ha'ofar ha'oizim Mekudeshes v'yo'ena v'mehera b'bika eina Mekudeshes. If he said on condition that I show you a piece of beis kor sized land, then she's Mekudeshes and you have to show it to her. But if he showed her land that's hefker, ownerless, in a valley, or even land upon which he works as a sharecropper, she is not Mekudeshes. Rabbi Meir Oimer called Tanai she'ena katanai b'nei Gad v'nei Reuven eina Tanai she'ne'emar v'yom Moshe aleihem im yavu b'nei Gad v'nei Reuven v'im lo yavu chalutzim etchem v'goyme. Rabbi Meir said any condition is unlike the condition given to the children of Gad and Reuven, where both possibilities were expressed, is not a valid condition, because the pasuk says in Bamidbar in Perek Lamed Beis pasuk Choftes, and Moshe said to them, if the children of Gad and the children of Reuven will cross, and if they shall not cross, so he spoke out both possibilities, the positive and the negative. Rechanania ben Gamliel said, no, we cannot make it this deduction because it needs to be said in the way that Moshe said it, saying both the positive and the negative, because otherwise it would have implied that they will not even inherit a portion of the land of Israel. Says the Gemara, Rechanania b'reid Reb Hillel bar, ilu man da'ama b'nei ploini, yasad av a ploini v'yito chefetz ploini, Ein in avad hu nasiv, in loy avad loy nasiv. The Gemara brings the question of Chananya, the son of Rabbi Hillel. According to Chananya ben Gamliel, even though one could deduce the negative from the positive that they would not take a portion of Gilad, one would never have deduced that they would not even take a portion of the land of Eretz Yisrael, because there had been no mention that the other tribes were going to inherit it. Oishniyehi, the answer is, it's different, dechsiv, because the pasuk says in Bamidbar, in Perek Lamed Dalet, in Pasuk Yud Gimel, Laseis Latishas Amatois, Vechatzi Hamateh, Vahavi Du'oma, B'nei Ploini Yasa Deva Ploini V'yito Chefetz Ploini, V'sha B'nei Yoshi Nechasai, In Eved Hu Nesiv, V'in Loi Aved Loi Nesiv, Loi Mika V'loi Mika. Because the Pasuk says, over there in Bamidbar, to give to the 9.5 tribes. Therefore, it's logical to deduce that if they did not fight in the wars, they will not take a portion even in the land of Eretz Yisrael. Taman Tanina, we learned in a mission there in Maseches Eruvin, Masna Adam Alei Ruvai, Kine Masnisa, Masna Adam Alei Ruvai. A person, it says in the Mishnah there, a person may make his Eruv on condition, means depending the Eruv on the direction to which he will need to flee from the city on Shabbos if the Goyim will attack. He puts down two Eruvs, one to the east of the city and one to the west, and through his condition in which he verbalizes each side, he validates one of the two Eruvs. So the Mishnah should actually say a person may make his Eruvs conditional, not his Eruv. His Eruv is conditional because he's in fact putting down two Eruvs. Amr Belaza, Mantana in Bo, Vim Loi Bo, Rabbi Meir. Belaza answers, if so, who's the author of the Mishnah? It must be Rabbi Meir who requires a condition to be verbalized both sides as we saw here in Kiddushin. Hayden Rabbi Meir, the question is, to which statement of Meir are you referring to? Chavaya Amrin, the Chavaya said, Rabbi Meir, the Kiddushin referring to Rabbi Meir in the Brisa about Kiddushin, the Tani, Ha'eme le'isha ha'eyat Mekudeshes amanas fi'yod ha'gashom. If a man says to a woman, you are Mekudeshes to me on condition that it shall rain, yod ha'gashom im Mekudeshes v'imlav ein Mekudeshes. If it rains, she's Mekudeshes. If not, she's not Mekudeshes. Rabbi Meir Oimer, ben she'yod ha'gashom im, ben she'lo yod ha'gashom im Mekudeshes, at she'yichvot tanai. Rabbi Meir says, now whether or not it rains, she is Mekudeshes, unless he verbalizes condition both ways. Hakol moedim she'im ama la'acha she'yodu gashamim yodu gashamim mekudeshes v'imlav einu mekudeshes. If he said, though, all agree that if he said she will be mekudeshes after it rains, then if it rained, they are married, and if not, they are not married. Rabbi Yossi Oimer, he comes to explain that Rabbi Meir de Eruvin, we were referring to Rabbi Meir in Maseches Eruvin, the Tanin and Taman, because it says in the Mishnah over there, im safek Rabbi Meir Rabbi Yudan Oimrim harezeg chama gomol. If the Erev rolled out of the Tchum and it's doubtful whether it rolled there before Shabbos, making it Pasul or on Shabbos, it would still be okay, but Meir and Rabbi Yehuda both say that he has to be stringent both ways, that he can't walk in the extra area created by the Erev, nor can he walk in the area of his own town's perimeter, excluded because of his Erev. Amar Biyosi loy amar with Meir el lechum. And Biyosi says the Meir only said this ruling that you have to make a double condition as a stringency in kedushin because of the severity of the dinim of arayis. But in other subjects like eruvin, he did not require it. Amar Bimana veYeyus beEruvi. This is certainly correct, says Rivmana. In Eruvin, the reason that he's Machmir is that perhaps the Eruv rolled out to the Trum before Shabbos, and he also can't be as an inhabitant of his own town because he wasn't his intent when Shabbos came in, because he thought he had already made an Eruv. But over here in Kiddushin, if another man came and was Makalisha before it rained, she's married to neither. The first because it didn't rain, and the second, because he didn't make the condition a double dual condition. Nevertheless, we rule lechumra stringently that perhaps the condition is invalid, and she's therefore married to the first one, even if it did not rain. Reb Chagai by Kam Reb Yosef. Reb Chagai asked Reb Yosef the following question: Behein imloy echatu. Why did "if not" said by Moshe in the phrase "if they shall not cross" need to have a dual condition, but the "if not" of Aaron did not require it? It was different for Moshe because the land of Gilad was already in their possession, and Moshe wished to potentially expel them. Rabbi Yehuda bar Sisson and Rabbi Yehuda bar Pazi both said, quoting Rabbi Acha, they established that Simpoin should be written with a double condition in accordance with the din of Rabbi Meir in Kiddushin. Rabbi Chananya, Chavan de Rabbonon, Bar Lameli, Kub Meir, Afiliku Rabbonon. Rabbi Chananya, who was a friend of the Rabbonon, said, why is it only in accordance with Rabbi Meir? Even according to Rabbonon, you would need to do that. Lokeinam Rabbi Abo, Bashem Rabbi Yochanan, because did Rabbo not quote Rabbi Yochanan as saying earlier, say de Simfoin Kachu, that the order of the text of the Simfoin is, Anna Plan Bar Plan, Mekadish Lech Anas Planes Bar Ploini, Amnas Litain Lech Mekamas Ploini, Mechnesinech Leoin Plana, Vein Asa Vlekin Kinastich, Leahan Le Alech Klum, Vim Amnas Lech Vol Tanai. He says in the Simfoin, I, Ploini, son of Ploini, betroth you, Ploinis, daughter of Ploini, on condition that I will give you a sum of money that's written, and I will perform with you Nesuin on a certain day. And if that day comes and I don't perform Nesuin with you, I have no claim against you, and the Kiddushin is annulled. But according to Rabbanon, there would not need to be this double condition. And the Gemara rejects that, Il lo kafa tanai mi aka Kiddushin. Even according to the Rabbanon, though, if he would not double the condition, the Simfoin would not be able to annul the Kiddushin because it's already in place. Amr B'Yosi B'Bun, B'Yosi B'Bun said, B'chol asa isl B'Meir mimashma lav atashimeh hin, B'hacha leisle. In all cases except over here, B'Meir says that one can deduce the positive from the negative. Avu Matanya, Choy Mehu B'Arayis, why is he more stringent over here? It's because of the severity of Arayis of forbidden relationships.